All right, let's check in now with our local Shire whip around. We head off to Bull Oak Shire, and their CEO, Anthony Judd, is with us. Anthony, good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Robbo. Good morning to you.
So local elections, nominations in, it's all shut off now, so now it's just the voting to come.
Well, yeah, that's right, it is. And there's probably, there's not as much voting in Bull Oak as we thought there might be. So we've got three different wards, and two of those wards, there won't be an election, the same amount of candidates as there are positions. So in the Jeffcott ward, which is around the Donald Watcham Birchip area, three nominees applied for three positions. In the Mallee ward, which is further north, two people applied for two positions. So there's really only the election in the Witchy Proof and Charlton area where we have three nominees for two councillor roles. So not the voting that across the whole Shire, but certainly in the Charlton Witchy Proof area there will be a vote.
And was that a bit of a surprise that there weren't more nominations?
Yeah, look, I think it always is. I think having an election is always, it's always healthy. I don't think over history there's always been a whole lot of nominations like we've seen in the city of Greater Bendigo, but we probably thought there would be a few more. And I guess we were just talking late last week whether COVID had really got people just not thinking about this and whether this wasn't the right time for people with so much else on and so many other things to focus on. Otherwise the show must go on we'll look forward to having the vote and ultimately getting a new councillor on board and doing the induction process.
Okay. Now, the other thing too, library services start to return to some form of, they're not really face-to-face, it's mask to mask, isn't it really? But
yes.
The customer service centre reopening under step three.
Yeah, so we've got two processes happening there. The libraries across the Shire, so we're still mainly going with a click and collect style system with libraries. So there will be some interaction, but quite little, and making sure that we don't get too many in the library browsing at the one time. So our library staff have been really fantastic over the last few weeks or few months, really. I think they've called every single one of our library members, or at least tried to call every single one of our library members just to check in and check if there was anything they could do to them, drop off books and whatnot. So we're getting back to a bit more systematic process. So that'll be wonderful, and that will be happening. And then our customer service centre, which is in Witchy Proof, will open. I think it's October the 5th. Will reopen, as you said, mask to mask. We'd still encourage bookings with that because it's a pretty small customer service area, so we can manage the amount of people in at one time. That will mean that people might not have the frustrating delays that may be if we get a good run on.
Yeah, okay. And how, libraries, well supported still? I mean, I must admit, I haven't been into a library for a while, but I read all the time, but are they still very well supported in the community?
Yeah, I think they are. I think we recently took a big step, when I say recently, probably a couple of years ago, to take direct ownership of our library, and so Bull Oak runs its own library service, not through a corporation. And we've been able to increase the offerings. It used to be the bus, which wasn't probably as accessible to all as we'd like. So now we've got static facilities in all of our towns. And look, they're really well supported and by a range of people in the community. So from the youngest now to perhaps the more elderly, and there's a great range. And it's exciting, I think, the opportunities that can come with a library. So we think there's more that we can do and get more interest. So, but they're very valued by the people who use them.
Yeah. And finally, the local campaign to drive COVID-19 testing numbers up. How's that going?
Yeah, look, it's something that we all need to do. I think listening to the Premier, you can see that data is the key driver behind the decision-making around the amount of virus that's out there and certainly the future easing of restrictions. So we're certainly asking all people with symptoms to go and get tested. There is a target that DHHS have set, which is 1.5% of the population get tested every couple of weeks. And Bull Oak's sort of getting pretty close to that, not quite to that level. So probably with a lot of the other shires, we're just calling on all of our residents. If you have symptoms, go out and get tested. As I understand it, the return rate on whether, you know, the test results is coming back pretty quickly now. So, you're not quarantining or you're not in isolation for too long. So, get out and get it done.
Okie dokie. Anthony, as always, great to chat. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Robbie.